Man, God bless you, saints, on this dreary, rainy morning. It's good to see you out with the time change. Might have a few stragglers, but that's all right. I was working yesterday in the garage painting and listening to Spoken Word as the original seed, and just having a good time and kept running back into the house to write notes. But that's why I got paint on my hands. So if you see me today, that's why my hands aren't dirty. I couldn't get it off. But you know, I was thinking about how it's a little bit the time change and everything. It's a little bit might be a little bit hard to stay awake today. But Brother Brandon was you go back and listen to the Spoken Word as the original seed when Brother Brandon was preaching that after people had sat for hours, and he kept asking the people, "Are y'all still okay?" And sometimes, you know, it's just a little bit hard, but we just keep pressing on. So I'm going to read this little quote, and then we'll read our scripture and just kind of go into the study this morning. And Brother Ram said, in the questions and answers on Hebrews, he said, there was no Bible, speaking of Abel, there was no Bible wrote then, but God revealed to him that it wasn't fruit that brought us out of the Garden of Eden. It wasn't apples that Adam and Eve ate. It was absolutely sexual things that had separated them and divided them, and knowing that they become mortal. Oh, you think about that. Knowing that they become mortal. And through the blood of Adam, and through the blood of the serpent that had started this, Abel, by divine revelation, went and got a lamb and offered it. And God said, that's it. So we'll read our scripture. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Lord God, we're so grateful to be able to gather together this morning. There's no place I'd rather be this morning with all the rain and all the clouds than in church this morning, sitting together with your saints, Lord. And I pray, God, that you'll, as we just study these things out, Lord, that you'll give us understanding, Lord, that you help us to understand the mystery of these things. And grant it, Lord, that you'll just be with Brother Wade as he's preparing, Lord. Help us, Lord, to have the right attitude this morning and this afternoon to receive what you've got in store for us today. We ask it in your name. Amen. So, in verse 4 of Hebrews chapter 11 says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead, yet speaketh. Now, we know, as we've been studying this script, this chapter out, that the only way you can be acceptable to God, that you can make God happy, we'll say it like that, is by faith, by revelation in his word. And, man, like we kind of laid the foundation as we were going through the book of Hebrews, that Paul's trying to get us, impress in our minds that God has given us his promises, and the God that cannot lie made the promise, and all these things that God spoke to us. So let's trust God. And really, the whole doctrine of serpent seed and all these things, it's really about love. Do you love God enough to just have confidence in him, to stay with what he said? Or are you going to start let wondering eyes look at the lie of the devil? So God's going to have a bride in this age that stays so true to him until she just becomes one with him, until she's not even one word off. You know, sometimes you meditate on that. And you think it's almost beyond your reach. No, God made a way by sending us the prophet to. If you go back and listen to the spoken word as original seed, Brother Bram said at the end of that, he said, "It looks like I get the people into a place where it's everything's just messed up. All the doctrine's messed up. Nobody's preaching right. And all these kind of things. But God gave a promise that I will restore." I'm going to get off my notes. I'm going to try to stay on track. So in wisdom versus faith, Brother Ram said, by faith, Abel saw the revelation, the vision, and brought a living, running blood because life was in the blood. And I got the little bee over there pollinating flowers because we're talking about life. Life is in the stem of the flower, and it's botany life, which has no feeling. I was in hopes that would soak in. Abel, by faith, see, he's comparing plant life and animal life. The reason why Abel brought a lamb, because he couldn't bring plants like Cain did, but an animal's got some feeling with it. It's something that we can be identified with. Abel, by faith, staying with the word, by faith, not by wisdom, by faith, he's seen that it was blood. The blood cell comes from the male. The man has the blood cell The hemoglobin is the blood comes through the mail, and Adam knew that it wasn't apples and peaches and potatoes or whatever it was that brought them out of the Garden of Eden that caused the sin. It was blood, and he offered blood back. And I don't know if we got any kids this morning. I'm trying to speak with discretion. Most of the kids should be in Sunday school. So anyway, y'all can read the words on the by faith he done it, not by wisdom. How is a man through wisdom going to understand it when the whole Bible and the whole church of God is built upon divine revelation by faith? Now, it's a topic that you got to be a little bit frank with. And I was thinking, well, you know, Brother Branham preached it. Brother Branham preached these words, and there were people sitting in there, a mixed multitude and whatever. So it's a doctrine that's got to be shared. So anyway, we're going to forge ahead. In the indictment, Brother Branham said, "Here is the light, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Forsake your creeds and believe this word. This is the truth. The word is truth. Jesus said, my word are spirit, my word is life. How are you going to receive life when you reject life? How are you going to take in a dogma which is death and a word of life? Turn out the word of life to take death. How are you going to accept the two at the same time? You can't do it. Let every man's word be a lie and every dogma a lie. God's word is the truth." Now, what's he talking about? As we kind of laid the foundation last time, it all starts in the womb of your mind. You listen to a lie of the devil. And of course, that's the greatest battle ever fought. The battle it out. Is it true or not? When somebody says something to you and you have to work out, does it match up with God's word or not? Because God's word is the thing that we hang all of our hopes and everything on. If it's not God's word, we've got to throw it away. And the spoken word is the original seed. He said, now let's go back now and pick up again and come down for something. You remember what last Sunday's service was? The gate to the soul. Now there is a womb of the physical. There's a womb for the spirit. Did you believe that? There's a spiritual womb and a physical womb. And the mind is the womb to the spirit. And we covered these scriptures last time that Paul told Timothy, consider what I say. And the Lord give thee understanding in all things. And in Luke chapter 8, we know the parable. The parable is the seed. The seed is the word of God. And in the mark of the beast, he said, now what happens? The heart is a womb. And faith cometh by open ear that's not been sealed by theology. Faith cometh by hearing. To hear the word comes into the mind. You make up your mind about it. Is that right? Could that be right? Well, the Bible said so. I believe it. Down into the heart it goes. Then it's a womb. Oh, but you think about that now. That as you're receiving the word, that you hold it in your heart. Hold it. You think about it, and you meditate on it, and you begin to as you meditate on it, you're aligning yourself with the word, and you say, well, that's what the Bible says. That's what the Scripture says. It says that I can be healed. It says that I can be. It says there's a promise for the Holy Ghost. And you begin to believe that, and something begins. It's a womb. It begins to develop and begins to grow and mature until finally it's birthed. That's how you get a new birth. You receive that word in the womb of your heart, and you just keep hanging on to it. And sooner or later, now what are we talking about? What happened in the garden that Eve received that lie? Just you can receive what you receive, that the lie of the devil or the truth of the word of God, and you either one of those, you hang on to it, and it's going to produce. So that's how that baby that Eve ended up holding in her arms, that's how it was produced, because she received the lie of the devil. And the mark of the beast, he said, then the male sex, we are the bride, the woman, the seed goes into the church. Then the male sex, which is the blood cell, the blood of Christ is applied. And in the blood comes a germ of life that goes into the seed and brings forth a newborn baby crying, Abba, Father, my God, why did I ever do those things? My God, there you are. And the spoken word is the original seed. He said, that's how adultery is committed. Spiritually, and I got a little girl looking at grabbing cookies. She's like, you're doing something that you know you ought not to do. It's by knowing better, by the word of God, by the intercourse of the mind, take in a lie of the devil against the word of God. That's exactly what Eve done. with a spiritual intercourse first that come by believing Satan's lie into the womb of her mind that polluted her soul, set death in the soul, then the natural act taking place. And that's the only way that a woman ever can commit adultery against her husband is to first let some man talk her into it and then receive another man that's not her husband. Then she's committed adultery. And the spoken word is the original seed again, Brother Bram said. And when the church today that's called themselves Pentecostal, call themselves Baptist, whatever they want to, when they hybrid this word with dogma, it produces a dead child. And she can't have no life in her. Oh, what a powerful quote that is to think. You say, you were looking in the Bible and you say, well, this is how to be baptized. And then you mix something else with it, then, well, it can't produce nothing. You say that the promise of the Holy Ghost is for you, and then you throw in some other things. Well, because of your mom and daddy wasn't married, you can't receive the new birth or something strange like that. Then all of a sudden, how are you going to have faith on that? You mix something in there, and it just destroys your confidence. But if you just look straight to the Word and say, if there's a promise laying there, I can have it. Then you hold it in the womb of your mind and begin to meditate on that, and it's going to produce. God said, I'll throw her in a bed of worldliness and kill her children. God said so in Revelation. How many knows that's true? He said, oh, you can't make the word lie. It's the truth. And in the spoken word is the original seed again. He said, so Jehovah's bride went whoring. And what did she do? She brought forth a bunch of illegitimates again. Is that right? We know it's the truth. Even had to be taken away by King Nebuchadnezzar and so forth. Christ's bride has done the same. What's the matter? Can't wait. Just can't wait. Oh, you see why he keeps hammering that about Eve? Eve couldn't wait. She wanted to get, like, sometimes, you know, you've seen that all around the message. Somebody wants to know more than everybody else. Somebody wants to have a greater revelation. And so instead of just waiting on God for that, they jump to it. And then they get off kilter and go off into something strange. And that's exactly what Eve did. She just couldn't wait for God to come on the scene and reveal it, interpret his word and show how the word was going to be made manifest and prove the word. But she jumped the gun. They've got to manufacture something. They can't wait for the Holy Spirit to come and get into the church. Oh, you see how that's happened in so many people's lives too. They, instead of waiting, they want to manufacture something and be a fake believer. If you jump and you can't wait, then all of a sudden you're just a religious person going to church. You got trying to go through the motions and appear outwardly like you're genuine because you couldn't wait. Now you're trying to manufacture it and try to force it. But if you'll just wait, God will give something genuine if you'll just wait. He said, if it had stayed the way it was back yonder 100 years ago or 50 years ago when Pentecost first started out in this latter day, when the word began to be preached, if it had stayed like that, she probably wouldn't have had over 50 members today. That's right. But they would be blood washed. They'd have the power of God in them. The world will be shaken under her tremendous impact of the word, flesh being spoken word by word. But today, why he's talking to the Pentecostal church, why it's a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. That's right. Just become nonsense, a laughing block, a disgrace to the world, disgrace to God. Why? Because they couldn't wait to wait on the, just wait. If you're seeking the new birth, if you're seeking any promise of God, just wait on the Lord and try to jump forward and manufacture. Just wait and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord, is what David said in Psalms. Be still and know that I am God. That's what we've got inscribed over the little wood there above our heads. Just be still and wait, and just let the word begin to mature in the womb of your mind until it produces. Just wait on him. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. If you'll wait and let it. Now, if we just want to summarize some of the things that we've been kind of studying. These are my notes on the left and then the things that Brother Ram said on the right. That when God promises something and you don't understand it, just wait on him to bring the true interpretation. Because that's how so many people have gotten off the track, is they try to, oh, well, I don't understand this, so I'm just going to jump, and we're going to, all of a sudden, well, now we're in the millennium. I've been seeing that on Facebook all the time, and it just, we ain't in the millennium. If we're in the millennium, where's Brother Branham at? If we're in the millennium, I want to talk to the saints. I want to be able to. If we're in the millennium, where's the temple that the Jews are supposed to build, and all the, you know, it just everything don't add up. But see, you just it's because we don't that people don't we don't you know all of us are guilty in some form or another. We're just not waiting. Wait on the Lord, and He'll bring the true interpretation. Failing to wait on God, Satan is there to deceive you, just like Eve. If you fail to wait and you jump, you try to get that with. I'm going after wisdom. I want to know more than the next person. If you fail to wait on God, Satan is right there, ready to deceive you. And what in your pursuit? You want to know. You want to know things. We all are here because we want to know. But let's wait on God, because He'll reveal it in His time. And the Word of God is a seed that incubated. If it's incubated in a believing mind, it's going to bring forth life. And Satan's lie, when incubated in a doubting mind, is going to bring forth death. Now, if you really think about that, that'll answer a lot of questions. And Brother Graham said, what is it? The mind is the womb for the spirit. What? To take in or let out. That's how they commit adultery, is taking, let some Satan, devil spirit put in them something against the Word of God. Then she's committed adultery. Eve received, listen to this, wrong seed word, Satan's lie against Jehovah's word, and the results was death. And then again in another place he said, when the bride of Jesus Christ lets man-made creeds and dogmas take the place of the Word of God, she is committing adultery. And the spoken word is the original seed again. He said, now Jehovah had a bride once. Adam had a bride. Jesus had a bride. Jehovah had a bride. You know that. He had to put her away. She become a whore, so He put her away. That's exactly what He said. She become a whore, prostitute. It's interesting. You go back and listen to Brother Bram on the spoken word is the original seed, and it's like everybody just kind of draws back when he starts speaking frank. And I wanted to be in that congregation and just encourage it, preach it, because you can tell everybody's, you know, I don't know. She become a whore, prostitute. What caused her to do that? I wish we had time to read it. I may get to some of it after a while. Right now, it was in the time of Samuel when Israel had a king, a god, and she was a virgin. She was going to produce something. Now, look, Brother Ramos, he's laying out for us how you can tell if the church or if a person is going off into spiritual adultery. Because what they do, and instead of looking at the Word, they start looking at something else. They start, like Israel. Israel had a promise of God. And instead of looking at what they had, that God had given them leadership and His spiritual leadership, they started looking at something. Well, I'd rather be like that over there. As soon as a young man or a young lady or somebody in the church, as soon as they start looking off at the world and say, well, I want to be like that, that's dangerous territory. God has given you the ability to live a holy Christian life, and you start looking off, well, I think I'd like to, I wish I could do my hair like them. I wish I could put earrings in my ears and stuff. And that's going off into, that's exactly dangerous territory. He said she began to look around and see the other nations had kings. She wanted to be like the rest of them. And he said, you backwash Pentecost. That's exactly what you done. That's a picture of what I got here, that this is a Pentecostal church. Well, now where God at one point wanted the Pentecostals to be the light of where he could manifest His power in their services and speaking in tongues and moving of the Spirit and God manifesting. And now it's turned into a big show, like a circus almost, where you come in and there's smoke machines and lights and glass pulpits and all of that kind of stuff. But it's so different. But why? Because they failed to wait on God. And they ran and rushed and tried to manufacture something and looking off at the world to see if they could do something else. See, where it all goes back to what they were talking about, Cain and Abel. Abel was based, his approach to God was based on a revelation. And Cain was based on just intellectual understanding, trying to manufacture something, and not being willing to take God's provided way. And the mark of the beast, Brother Ram said, your heart is a womb. You know what I'm speaking of, women and men. Your heart is a womb, and the womb holds the seed. And the seed is the gospel. Now the seed alone in his heart, no matter how many tomatoes you set under, no matter how great your pastor is and how much you've read the Bible, it'll never take life until the germ of life has come to it. A woman's seed is a wonderful thing. It's the building of a body, but it has no life. It can't. It's impossible. It has no life to begin with. So no matter how much you know the Bible and how well it is in your heart, you're still a sinner. I hope these slides are in the right order. I think this kind of got a little bit order. But anyway, a baby's going to grow in the womb and it's going to come forth. So in the spoken word is the original seed. He said this was both physical and spiritual with Eve. Both physical and spiritual. Mixing it up. The truth and error, mixing it up in the spiritual and the physical. First and any time. He said, I told you and asked you this morning, sisters, to forgive me so I can mention that. Any time that a woman takes the wrong step, I'm talking about Christ and the bride now, but any time a woman takes a wrong step, she has to first receive it in her mind. Right. Some slicker has to persuade her, and she listens to it against her own better judgment. Then the act is committed. So first, Satan hit Eve's mind. And in the womb of her mind, she doubted God's word. Then come the actual act. And there's where finally there come little babies. And Brother Bram said, whenever there's a revival, it always produces twins. That's a rude remark, but it's true. When there was a birth from Isaac and Rebekah, it produced twins. When the world was created, it produced twins, two trees. And when Cain and Abel were born, it produced two. When Ishmael and Isaac was born, it produced two. And when Esau and Jacob was born, it produced two. One of them, what, natural? One of them of the earth, the other one supernatural, and one looked at the natural, intellectual, the other one walked by the Spirit. It's always been that way. Now, we just got five more minutes, so I'm just going to read a few more quotes before we close. Brother M said in the Ephesian church age, he said, now the word teaches us that if a woman leaves her husband and goes with another man, she's an adulteress. Is no longer married, and the husband is not to take her back. That word was true in Eden as it was true when Moses wrote it in the law. The word can't change. Now, he's explaining why we believe that in Adam all die. The word can't change. Adam took her back. He knew exactly what he was doing, but he did it anyway. She was a part of him, and he was willing to take her responsibility upon himself. He would not let her go, so Eve conceived by him. He knew she would. He knew exactly what would happen to the human race, and he sold the human race into sin that he might have Eve, for he loved her. And so those two sons were born. Sons that would be the fathers of the human race that was even now polluted. Oh, you think about the situation. Just if we could, you ever just meditate on this story? This story is so rich. You think about the situation that Adam was in. That Eve had come out of his side. She was part of him. She was flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, and spirit of his spirit, the same. And he's looking at her. She's made this mistake. And now he wants to be able to go and redeem her, but it's just not in him. It was in Christ. It's in Christ to go out and take on our sin and die on the cross and redeem us back to himself. But it wasn't in him. So it's like Adam tried to do it and he got stuck in the mud. He got covered in the filth and couldn't get back. So Adam, he knew going into it, he knew the situation that was going to result from him going out with Eve. He knew the predicament that it was going to put the human race in. He knew that it was going to. What was going to happen? And he went and did it. Now look what Brother Ram said in the spoken word is the original seed. She got in a hurry, and what did she do? She crossed her seed. She mingled it with the serpent seed. And when she did, she brought what did she bring? She brought a child of death. Now see, Adam knew this was going to happen. A child that she perverted every child after that. Now, these are some weighty quotes because you start realizing that this is maybe different than a lot of people in the message believe. They, well, Well, let's just read the quotes. He said, what was the seed of the serpent? Adultery. You follow it. Adultery with Eve. What happened to that? What brought that forth? And adultery, another synonym for that is infidelity. Infidelity is the breaking of a promise. In James chapter 4, and we'll close on this maybe. James said, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. He's talking about lust now. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. And Brother Branham said in the Pergamene church age, he said, and what is it spoke of here in the church? The spiritual adultery. Spiritual adultery is when you profess to be a Christian and you're still living like the world. You're instead of looking at what God promised, you're looking off at the world, looking at all the things the world offers. In 1 John, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not even in. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And I said we were going to close on that slide, but we'll close on this. That's what Balaam's teaching was, to get the people off looking away from the promise of God and to think that it just don't matter. It don't really matter what you believe, and start looking at Moab and like Brother Ram said, the hare and the biscuit, where they came from, and they wanted to be to try to be like Moab and where they come from instead of the promises of God. Balaam's preaching was that we're all the same. But Brother Ram said, and the anointed ones at the end time, we are not the same. We are not the same. And we'll pick up on that next time. God bless you, saint. The musicians should go ahead and come forward.